96.3 WA2R, old school 90s, and now the Frank Skeet Show with Nina Brown. And so last week, I'm on the phone with my little brother Usher. We rapping. He at the photo shoot for the baby and whatnot. And today, he, you know, featured baby pics on the Ellen Show. He's so happy about having a daughter. I understand. It changed my life, too, after having four boys, right? And Nina was like, I don't know. I ain't never seen no cute newborns. Like, all newborns, you know, are not cute. I was like, Nina, there are some very cute newborns. I thought Emerson was a very cute baby. Nina was like, no, she had hair all over her back. Like dark
not hair. Just hair. Yes. Come on. Not peach fuzz. That girl had some dark, thick hair on her back. Did
yes,
not.
She's
it's
a
not
newborn.
Cute.
It falls off. It's normal. Okay. It falls okay. off. You okay, might not Frank be able Skeet. To see it.
Okay, Frank. Honey, you can see this hair in the picture, like on blast. But okay,
we're going to go ahead and post the pictures now. But first, let's go to the phones. WHUR, hello.
Hi, this is LaJuan.
LaJuan, hey, what you think?
Yes, hello, Nina. My fellow Virgo, I must disagree with you, Nina. I am no. so sorry. My son was and still is handsome. He was so cute when he was first born. So much so, he was given the nickname Pretty Ricky.
Okay, Pretty Ricky. But LaJuan, let's be real. Your son may have been an exception, but in general, are newborn babies cute when they first come out?
As a former labor and delivery technician, I will say I have seen quite a few that are not so pretty, I will
Thank
say.
You. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thank you,
honey.
Thank
you for keeping
honey.
It real, Virgo.
Thank you, darling. Y'all have a blessed day.
WHUR, hello.
This is Raina Roman from Uptown. All the Uptown babies is like that. It depends on the genes.
That's right.
Oh
Tell
God.
A girl. Hands on them jeans.
Black oh newborns matter.
Girl, first of all, they are wrinkly. Their fingers no. look weird and crippled.
Not all.
They're skinny and malnourished looking. They have to fatten up, guys. Come on, let's just... And their skin is usually yeah. peeling by, like, day one. Come on, y'all.
No, still talking hey, y'all.
They can, these newborn right. babies can handle the truth, y'all.
Nah, all right. babies rock.
Say it, girl. Thank you. WHUR, hello.
Nina is dead on the ball. She is
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
She is right.
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Babies tell look him, like tell shriveled... Him, girl.
They look like shriveled prunes.
Exactly.
They have faces and body that only parents can love.
Exactly.
Oh. That includes my two gorgeous children.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Girl. I'm sorry.
When my firstborn came into the world, he had black lips like he had been smoking a blunt in the womb for the last 3 months. I was like, why are your lips black, honey? Like, they're
exactly.
ugly. They're not cute.
And some of them do grow up and look beautiful, and some of
yes.
them still don't look cute.
All
Thank
right,
you,
now.
Girl.
WHUR, hello.
Honey, let me tell you something. You, man, you know you was dead wrong. You, I don't care how babies are. All babies are beautiful, and I'm sure you hurt a lot of people's feelings when you said that.
Is this me, Chalet?
When I was a kid, I didn't talk for probably the first, and I just talked really soft. And then as I got older... You know, it got a lot bigger.
Is this who?
Michelle A.
No.
This is Miss Renee.
Hey, Miss Renee.
Hey, honey. Let me tell you something, sweetie. You got to be mindful of your work.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Really,
that's right.
You really have to be mindful because that was very disrespectful that you said. We all know that how babies and things come out. But in the eyes of their parents
yes,
or
ma'am.
Even someone else, they are just absolutely gorgeous. So you have the platform to bring people's joy out. Don't disturb that with Ooh. A negative way of coming to say how they look. You
yes,
I
ma'am.
Know you I know you know better than that. I know you do.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I need for you to apologize for
yes,
what
I,
you said and how
like,
you think.
I would like to apologize to the entire DMV and beyond if you listen on the app. Newborn babies matter, and their lives matter, and their cuteness matter, so I apologize.
And I respect that coming from you. Absolutely, absolutely. And you have a wonderful day, and God bless you, and stay with your great platform. And that gentleman that's beside you, yeah,
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
All about you, bruh. I'm all about you.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
I bet you a church mama, huh?
I certainly am, honey, from a little tot on up and brought all of my children, my grandchildren up. God is the way and the truth and the life.
She sounds just like a church mama. I know it, girl. All right. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
All right, darling. All right. Bye-bye.
Nina, you said, are you Michelle A?
DJ Herb's the one who's going to go. Yeah, DJ Herb's the one going to hell for putting that insert in there. Me and Herb are both going to hell today. So just know, you're going to be without an engineer or a co-host.
And I just talk really soft. And then as I got older, you know, I got a lot bigger.
DJ Herb, that's DJ Herb, y'all. He ain't right. Me and him both ain't right.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Listen, I don't know what you're talking about, Nina. When I was born, I was fly as hell.
I
came out the womb, they was like, damn.
I don't know
what you're talking about. Matter of fact, we're going to call my aunt, Leggy, who was there at the hospital when I came out. We're going to ask her how I looked.
Okay. Let's
see if I look like a raisin or not. All right? We'll find out coming up next. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. Y'all. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. The Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. And Nina Brown does says some stuff today. She was keeping it honest, but the old church women wasn't having it today. You know? Nina Brown was like, and Nina's a mom. So, you know, her opinion is like newborns are not cute until after a couple months.
Yeah.
A couple months later, they come out cute.
Yeah,
but we gonna post. I want y'all to go to our social media page, Frank Ski Show, and we gonna post our baby pics.
We're not gonna post actual babies on social and call them ugly because people will be offended no matter what we say or do. But we are gonna post the question and let y'all chime in. It'll be on the Frank Ski Show on Instagram and the WHUR page on Instagram.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
Yeah. No.
Now, I don't know about you, and I don't know what you was talking about, because for me, I know when I came out, I was cute. I'm just saying. I'm not conceited or anything.
Because you know what you look like on one day old. Yes.
Nina, I know I got a short neck. Make me look crazy sometimes.
Woo,
okay?
Child.
Okay? My hair is balding in the back. I know I got issues, okay? I've always had issues, and I've been cool with my issues, okay? But I'm just saying... You laughing. Okay, but I'm just saying that when I was born, I was a cute baby. As a matter of fact, I got my Aunt Leggy on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
This is New York's finest right here, okay?
Okay.
Aunt Leggy. And when I was born, Aunt Leggy was my mama's best friend.
Okay.
And my Aunt Leggy got me when I was born. Let me pick up the phone. Hello?
Hey, what's up, baby?
It's Frank and Nina. We are on the radio.
You
not gonna believe. Let me tell you what Nina said. We were talking about newborn babies, and Nina said that no newborn babies are cute, that they all come out looking like little turtles. They're not cute until like a month later, a month and a half later. I said, I don't know what you talk about. Because first of all, Emerson came out cute, but I know when I was born, I was a cute baby. So as the person who got me, as soon as I was born, was I cute or was I looking like a little turtle? What did I look like?
You was gorgeous. He looked like a little Indian. He was gorgeous, beautiful, silky hair. He was born with long eyelashes. He was just beautiful.
Leggy, you got some
good baby.
Leggy, you got some receipts because I need to see this little beautiful
Nina,
little Indian baby.
I got receipts. I got pictures. And I can show you, you know, during his adolescent years, he was always fine.
Just a quick
I'm not being biased because he's my nephew, but he was a beautiful baby. The prettiest baby I've ever seen.
Of course. I've known Leggy for a long time because I've known Frank Ski and his family for a long time. Leggy loves Frank Ski. Leggy will take a bullet for Frank Ski. So she's just a little biased, just a tad bit biased. But Leggy, I trust you. Please text me those pictures of those receipts.
Okay. All right, Nina.
Thank you, Leggy. Appreciate it.
I love you, Sid. I love you guys. You guys are fabulous. I love y'all.
Love you too, Leggy.
All right.
Okay, bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
I love Leggy. Leggy was like the OG of OGs in New York. She used to
she was a gangster
in real life. So when Leggy would take a bullet for Franksy, she would shoot a bullet for Franksy, honey. She would kill for Franksy. She loved her some Franksy. Mm-hmm. So she gonna think you perfect no matter what.
Okay. I'm just saying. You know what I look like when I was born?
What?
I look like if Disney had a little Indian boy.
You
know how Disney would make me cute with big eyes and everything? That's how I would look. That's how I
look. Like
a
little Pocahontas? Okay.
Yes, I was looking like the little boy from the Jungle Book.
Okay, Frank.
That's how I look.
I hear you. I see you, Frank. Okay,
as I got older, my neck started shrinking, so I got a short neck. Things started happening. You know what I'm saying? But back in the day, shoot, what you talking about, Nina?
Okay, Frank.
You ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying. All right, everybody. Listen, coming up, we got something very important to discuss. There was a story in the Entertainment Report that came out yesterday, and the story basically dealt with, you know, what are the rights? You know, if you have a child with somebody, ladies, you have a child with the baby daddy, but y'all not together, but the baby daddy girlfriend wants to, you know, take care of the baby. And the baby mama's like, no, I don't want that snitch holding my baby. Mm. I don't want her touching my baby. Ma'am, go sit over there. You ain't got nothing to say in my house, okay? So what are the rules? Nina Brown, what you think the rules are?
Let's just go to break. There needs to be boundaries in certain situations. If you just meet the baby, that newborn, like, go sit down somewhere. Like, there needs to be time. There's a lot of people out here hurting children, okay? And it'd be the closest people to you. So I'm not going to co-sign just anybody coming in being able to have free reign over anyone's baby. Like, no. What? See? Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking
about. My mamas know what I'm talking about. They know you got to protect your baby. You can't let anybody be just touching on your baby and holding your baby just because you met him and he cute and she fine, honey, please.
Excuse me. I'm half the reason the baby here, so I get half to say.
Okay.
You messed up when you had a baby with me. You lost them rights to say nothing. You ain't got nothing to say when I have my baby.
Okay.
Zip. Goodbye.
Okay.
Take this child support. Keep it moving. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. From the